Williams. Live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Oh, the Bible is right. The Bible is right. You know the Bible is right, don't you? Deep down in your heart, you know the Bible is right, glory to God, because it is. Because it is. And we thank God for that. Amen. Glory to God. Thank God for, you know, I've heard so many things. You look at the news, you just scratch your head because you just know some of the things they're saying. Well, we're so thankful that the Bible is right. Amen. Glory to God. Aren't you glad about that? Glory to God. Well, saints of God, as I say almost every time, the Lord led us to teach in Proverbs, which is an extremely deep book. It's so deep you have to dig real deep to get past the practical layer and get down into heavy spiritual things and things about human nature and the way human beings act and the ways of God. Amen. Glory to God. But we're functioning a whole lot on the practical level, and that's all right. Amen. Glory to God. We can start there. Amen. And as the Holy Ghost opens it up to us, we'll go as deeply as He wants to go. Amen. That He'll allow and that He'll open up to us. Amen. Glory to God. Well, as far as I'm concerned tonight, we have a hot subject. We have a hot subject. And it's on prejudice, amen? And in this country, glory to God, on all parties, glory to God, have a problem with prejudice. And it can be a real stronghold in people's lives. It was a terrible, terrible stronghold in my life until I got saved. Before I got saved, I'm ashamed to say it now that I'm saved. Looking back upon it when I was unsaved, I'm ashamed to say that I was prejudiced. Glory to God. But I'm so thankful that when I got saved, glory to God, that I found out that's not right, that all men, God is made of all men one blood. Amen. Glory to God. And sometimes you find that ugly thing sticking up its head, and you really got to fight it and put it in its place, amen? But glory to God. What we want to do tonight, though, is we want to look in the Bible and see what the Bible has to say about it, because that's what really will change your life, what the Bible has to say. Your opinion, my opinion, are of little consequence if your opinion doesn't line up with the Word of God. Your opinion is neither here nor there. Amen? Glory to God. We want to line up our opinions with the Word of God. We want to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. And why do we want to renew our mind? Because when we renew our mind, we can think like God thinks. And the Bible says, how can two walk together unless they agree? If you're thinking one way and God's thinking another way, you can't walk together. You can't walk together. And don't you want His presence with you everywhere you go? Glory to God. I'm talking about His manifest presence. He's there with you, glory to God. He's never going to leave you or forsake you because He promised that. But you might not perceive Him, glory to God. If you're thinking, a lot of people wonder why they don't feel the presence of God. Well, how can He come on you in a heavy way if you're thinking terrible thoughts and He has no wicked imaginations at all, glory to God. In the description of God in 13th chapter of description of love, it said love thinketh no evil. God thinketh no evil, amen? And so if you're thinking evil and He's not thinking evil, how y'all going to walk together, amen? Glory to God. You have to ask the Holy Ghost to do a work in you, glory to God, to help those evil thoughts be expunged from your mind as you get into the Word of God. Well, today we're on Proverbs 14:21. And Proverbs 14:21 says, he that despiseth his neighbor sinneth. But he that hath mercy on the poor, happy is he. I'm not going to deal with the poor. I want to deal with he that despiseth his neighbor. Isn't that what prejudice is? Prejudice is one man despises another man. Amen. And you can look through, even in the Bible, you can see where prejudice reigned. You know, the Jews themselves, they were so prejudiced against the Samaritans that they would rather go around that whole country. If the route was, let's say the route was 20 miles through, cut through Samaria, but they had to go 100 miles around Samaria to get to Jerusalem, they would rather go 100 miles around than to go through Samaria, because they hated the Samaritans so much, glory to God. They thought of them as half-breeds and false idolaters, and they wanted to do nothing, have nothing to do with the Samaritans. And all through the Bible, in secular history, you see this problem with prejudice. And so it has to be a spirit, glory to God. You know that, because if it wasn't a spirit, it would be stamped out in one generation or something. But you see it all through history. So you know the only thing that could keep that going with different people in different places, they haven't bumped into each other, but yet this country, they're prejudiced about this, and over here, they're prejudiced about that, and over here, it's these people they're prejudiced about, but over here, it's those people they're prejudiced about. You know it's got to be a spirit, because ain't no one man can contrive that all over the world with different people hating different things. No, it's clearly a spirit, amen? And so notice what Proverbs 14:21, it says, he that despises his neighbor sinneth. Amen? So the first thing we find out, glory to God, is that prejudice is a sin. Prejudice is a sin. Amen? Glory to God. Isn't that something? I mean, I knew it wasn't good and I knew it wasn't Christian, but until I got to this verse, I hadn't thought of prejudice as a sin. I just thought it was a blight, a weakness, something in your character that wasn't right. But when I got to that verse, I said, oh, my goodness, it's a sin. The Bible is saying here it's a sin. And you say, well, I don't know about that. Well, yes, I do. Go to Exodus, the 20th chapter. In fact, I'll read it for you. I'll read Exodus 20:16. What is Exodus 20:16? Well, we know that the Ten Commandments, the first thing that God gave to his people in terms of commandments was the Ten Commandments to order their stuff, to order their way. Remember that the Ten Commandments are the only part of the Bible that was written by God. The Bible says that part of the Bible was written by the finger of God in stone tablets. And we think a stone is something that when you write something in stone, that means it's set. It will never pass away. And you find that the ceremonial laws of the Jewish laws passed away, but the moral laws have not passed away. No, wait a minute, Pastor. The Bible said we're not under the law. The law passed away. Not the moral law, the ceremonial law. We don't offer up a sheep in the morning sacrifice and a sheep in the evening. We don't have a physical man who is the high priest that goes in the temple at Jerusalem. There is no temple at Jerusalem yet. There will be, but right now it's not rebuilt, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Because of time limitations, I can't get into that deep. I'm just telling you that the ceremonial law has passed away, but the moral law has not passed away. Well, Pastor, I still don't understand that. Okay, you don't understand that? Okay, in the Ten Commandments it says, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal. Those things have not passed away. Amen? The law, the Jewish law passed away, but we still follow those moral laws. Look at Exodus 20:13, quote, thou shalt not kill. That's in the Ten Commandments. We still follow that. Amen. Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder. That's in the New Testament. Amen. Yeah, but we still observe the moral part of the Jewish law. It says, look at verse 14. Thou shalt not commit adultery. We still follow that. Amen. That was part of the Jewish law. Amen. We still follow the part of the moral law. Amen. And then look at verse 16, interestingly enough. It says, this is part of the Ten Commandments, the moral law that we still follow. Verse 16, part of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Amen. What is saying, I hate that person, they're, let's say they're Chinese, let's just say, okay? Well, why? Oh, because they're, let's just say, I'm not saying the Chinese are lazy. In fact, they're very industrious, hardworking people. But for the sake of the show, to make up an example, I'm making this example up. Suppose that I hated, I don't hate Chinese. But suppose I was prejudiced and I hated Chinese. And so I'd bear false witness against them. I'd say, oh, the Chinese, they're all lazy. You can't get anything done. If you hire them to do something, you come back, they're all laying down under the tree sleeping. They're the laziest people. They're no good. See, what am I doing? I'm bearing false witness. And the Bible says, way back in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Amen? So not only is it a sin, we find out, glory to God, but it's in the moral law. What are we doing? We're looking at what the Bible says about prejudice, about being prejudiced. Why? Because in this country, it has such a, in a lot of Western countries, unfortunately, it has such a huge grip on people. They live their whole lives around it. Amen? And they get ego gratification from thinking, I'm better than someone else. I'm smarter than someone else. I'm richer than someone else. And see, what they don't understand is what prejudice does to them. It blinds them because, okay, I'll give you an example of how it blinds you. They did a scientific study with policemen in America, and they found out, now, understand, telling you I'm not prejudiced, but I've got to use these examples that are real. They did this real test, and they found out that when, this was in America, that when policemen come on the scene, something happens in the neighborhood. America is so inundated with prejudice, they found out that the policemen were reacting to skin color. They weren't reacting to the circumstance or what was going on. They were reacting to skin color, so much so that it could be they were shooting the person who called them. Like, let's say someone would call them, 911, and the police would show up, and that person would walk out to tell the police what happened. Well, the police wouldn't try to find out what the incident was. They would react to the skin color and start shooting, and that actually happened. People died. People died, and they were the innocent party. They've even had other policemen who, when policemen came on the scene, instead of finding out what was going on, they reacted to the color and started shooting, and then found out that was a policeman. You understand what I'm saying? See, prejudice can so blind you that you don't see anything but who it is that you're prejudiced against. Let's say we're going down the street and there's to use my example, there's a Chinaman. I tell you again, I am not prejudiced against Chinese, but I'm just using this as an example for the show. And I see a Chinaman walking down the street. Oh, look at that no good Chinaman. See, I'm blind. He could be the nicest guy in the whole world, but I'm blind to that. Only thing I see is Chinese. Prejudice blinds you. Oh, my gosh, I'm up against a commercial. I got to stop. Hold on. I'll be right back. Hold on.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC, is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Beloved, we're talking about prejudice. And glory to God, one thing about prejudice is the underlying hatred. The underlying hatred. So what we're looking at, we want to see what the Bible says about prejudice and what it says about hatred. Amen? And we were considering Exodus, and now we want to go back to the book of Proverbs and go to Proverbs 6:19. I'm going to speed it up a little bit because I only got 12 minutes. Proverbs 6:19 says, let's go to Proverbs 6:16. Proverbs 6:16 says, these six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him. Now, what does this say? God hates this, and it's an abomination unto him. Then drop down to verse 19. 17 and 18, it starts to list the things that he hates. And when it gets down to verse 19, it says the thing that he hates, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. Now, a lot of people read that to read, he that soweth discourse among the brethren. But it doesn't say the brethren. It says he that soweth discord among brethren. Amen? Glory to God. But God says he hates, and it's an abomination, a false witness that speaketh lies. So if someone says, all of those Mexicans are all lazy and fat. See, that's a false witness. All Mexicans are not lazy, and all Mexicans are not fat. In fact, one time, some Mexican gentlemen next door to me were building a house. It was a housing development. And I was looking out the window, and them boys built that house so fast. I mean, they were there when the sun was up, and they worked all day. These guys work hard. So it's a false witness, that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. I can tell you that not every Mexican is lazy. I have seen Mexican construction workers. They are not lazy. I'm just sorry. But when someone said that's a false witness, and the Bible says these things do the Lord hate, yea, seven are abomination. When you speak falsehood and speak lies, God says he hates that. He hates that. Well, I can't help it. You know, I just believe that some of them are fat. No, God said you are a manifested son and daughter of God. The world is going to do that. The world is going to hate, and they're going to speak lies and falsehoods. But you can't. Why? Because your loving Heavenly Father hates it. He hates it. He hates it. And you ought to hate what he hates. So if you got it, work it. Ask the Holy Spirit to get it out of you. You don't want it in you. You want to walk in truth. Amen? Glory to God. Why? Because the truth prevails. It's one of God's weapons. He uses the truth because the truth, there's nothing you can do against the truth. Amen? Glory to God. You and I are on the radio at this time. It's the truth. Nobody can change that. The police can come. There could be an earthquake. They can say, no, it ain't. But you and I were on this radio. It's the truth, and it will stand forever, for all eternity. There's nothing you can do against the truth. Amen? Glory to God. That's why God uses it, because it cannot fail. It cannot be broken. Amen? And God uses weapons that don't fail. We have to move quickly because we're down to 9 minutes. Go to Proverbs 10:18. Proverbs 10:18, look at this one. He that hateth hatred, what's prejudice? You hate somebody or something. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool. So if you're slandering people, the Mexicans, they're lazy, they're no good. You know there ain't no – the Bible says that you're a fool. Amen? You're a fool if you're prejudiced. Bible says you're a fool. What you going to do about that? You going to stay a fool, or are you going to look in God's word? Are you going to look at God's counsel and say, I'm not walking in darkness that I did when I was in the world. I walked in darkness, but now I'm in the light. These verses shed light on a subject that opens my eyes and let me see myself for who I am if I reside in hatred. Amen. And so when you look and see the counsel of God, you can line up with the counsel of God and become wise. Or you can stay in darkness and be a fool and be an abomination to God. Amen. Look at Proverbs 11:12. What does Proverbs 11:12 say? He that is void of wisdom. Void means you have none, absolutely none. He that is void of wisdom despises his neighbor. But a man of understanding holdeth his peace. Isn't that wonderful? That is packed with revelatory information. If you're void of wisdom, you don't want to be void of wisdom. You want wisdom. This says, don't the word of God help you to line up the right way? Don't it help you to line up the right way? Because if you got prejudice and hatred in your heart, it says he that is void of wisdom despises his neighbor. So you don't want to be void of wisdom. So you're going to go to God and say, take that stinky stuff out of me. I want to be a person of knowledge and wisdom and understanding. And then look what the second part of this says. But a man of understanding, what does he do? He holdeth his peace. So what does he do? When other people are telling lies and slanders, you just shut up and look. You don't say nothing. Why? Because you have the Bible. And the Bible is right, and it gives you the answers. And the Bible tells you, don't be stupid. Don't be void of wisdom. If when it comes to this kind of stuff, shut up. Don't say nothing. Why? Because you know it's not true. You know it's not true. Now, you can say that to make yourself feel real good and to put somebody down. Some people feel if I put out your candle, it makes my candle shine brighter. No, it just makes you, God hates it, and you're an abomination to him. Amen? Glory to God. And then 11:12. And then we just did 11:12. 14:21. What 14? Where we just was. Proverbs 14:21. It says, he that despises his neighbor sinneth. We talked about it before. You despise your neighbor, you're prejudiced against your neighbor, you're sinning. You get over into sin, what will that do? That'll cut off the power and the perceived presence of God. Amen. If you remain in known sins, glory to God. And not only do you cut yourself off there, but then you could open up a door to the enemy, and he can come in, and bitterness can come in, and strife can come in, and hatred can come in. And with all of that inside of you, contention, somebody could say something, and you go off and do something and regret it the rest of your life. Beloved, when you go down to the jails, my son told me, a lot of the guys there say, I wish I hadn't have done that. I wish I hadn't have done that. They're locked up for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. Amen? And what do they say? All them days just sitting in cages, they say, I wish I hadn't have done this. I wish I hadn't have done that. I wish I hadn't have done this. I got to sit here for another 25 years. I done did 15 years, and I got to sit here another 25 years. I wish I had never done. Why did they do that? Because at the moment, glory to God, something inside of them stirred, and they did something, glory to God, out of anger or hatred or whatever it was. How did all that get in there? How did all that get in there? Glory to God. They sinned. Amen. Glory to God. You got to get that stuff out. You got to get that stuff out. You got to get that stuff out. Glory to God. Look at 25. What? Proverbs 25:18. Proverbs 25:18 says, glory to God, a man that beareth false witness against his neighbor is a maul and a sword and a sharp arrow. What are they? Mauls, swords and sharp arrows are weapons, and those weapons can be used by the devil. Glory to God. And so if you bear false witness against your neighbor, false witness, glory to God, the devil is using you to kill the person. This is symbolic. Look at it. What is a maul? It's a weapon used in, quote, close combat, a sword and a sharp arrow. Those are things that kill. Your mouth can kill out of hatred. Amen? Glory to God. Glory to God. And then we're going to close with 26:28. Proverbs 26:28, and it says, a lying tongue hateth those that are afflicted by it. A lying tongue hateth those that are afflicted by it. Glory to God. What that mean, glory to God? When someone is lying on someone else and bearing false witness against someone else, oh, those Chinese are no good, they're lazy, they this, that, and the other thing. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's because when a person's telling those kind of lies, it's because hatred is in their heart. And when you have hatred in your heart, when you let hatred, see, that's why you want to get rid of prejudice, because you'll have all kind of abominations in your heart. You'll have bitterness, and you'll be trying to be polite when you're out in public or when you're around your friends or something. But glory to God, it's going to come out in one way or another, glory to God. You know, people in the Ku Klux Klan, they would think and do evil, glory to God, for maybe all night, glory to God, and go home and think, well, it's different when I came home. But they found out something. They would be arguing with their spouses. They would be violent toward their children. Because when them violent spirits get in you, this violent spirit don't stop at the door of your house. You're going to come inside, somebody's going to say something, and you reacted with violence all night or all day against some other people. Then when you get in the house, only thing you know how to react is with violence. They find that out with soldiers. You take a general or someone who's used to having everybody obey his orders just because he says it. When he comes home, he has a hard time because he can't tell his wife, cook that meal right now. A soldier will jump because he's a general. A wife ain't going to jump. She's going to say, honey, I'm tired. I had a tough day. I command you to do this right now. Run my water. She's going to say, wait a minute. I ain't one of your soldiers. You know, people think that what they have in their heart stops at the door. And they may pull that off a few nights, glory to God. But sooner or later, what's inside is going to come out. Amen. And it's going to, you have bitterness inside and you think, I'm just going to work this at work or work this down on my job. But when I come home, I'm going to be sweetie, sweetie. It ain't going to be like that. It ain't going to be like that. Them spirits, you're going to carry them spirits in your house, and they're going to act out in your house. And you're going to wonder why you're catching hell on earth, because you're going to reap what you sow. Glory to God. You opened up the door to the destroyer to come in and destroy love, peace, gentleness, all that wonderful things in your house. Amen. People talk to you, you agitated. You just want to drink and be mad all the time. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, this thing will ruin you. Amen. This grip that's on our country, prejudice, glory to God. It's a sin. The Bible says it's a sin. Amen. The Bible says it will destroy you and it will destroy others. Amen. Glory to God. If you got that in your life, go to God. He can fix anything. Amen. The Bible says he can make crooked faces straight. Glory to God. Get that out of your heart. Get that. It's hard, because if you've been raised up that way all your life, it's hard. Plus, everywhere you look around you, other people are walking in it and acting in it. But you can't. You're a manifested son of God. You can't let it operate in your life. Get the prejudice out. The Holy Ghost can do it for you. Well, this is Pastor Williams. The Bible has the answers. God bless you. Love you. Out of time. See you next week. 7 o'clock Wednesday, every Wednesday, 7 o'clock. Bye-bye.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Blog Talk Radio.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor